Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? I'm your host, Donna Paige Riley, also known as the Etiquette Lady. I hope you're having a great week. I am so glad you I'm the owner of Paige's Etiquette Seminar, which is a company that specializes in personal as well as professional development training. The web address is www.pagesetiquette.com. That's www.pagesetiquette.com. I am also the author of What is Etiquette Anyway, a book about manners for children, but grown-ups can read it, as well as What is Executive Etiquette Anyway? Key ingredients for building successful working relationships. And I know we could all use successful working relationships. Now, these books, as well as the affirmations and posters, just an array of other motivational materials, may be purchased on the website, once again at www.pagesetiquette.com. Now, I always like to start the show by answering the question, what is etiquette anyway, and telling you a little about the origin of the word. Etiquette is a fancy word for manners. Now, actually, the word etiquette itself comes from an old French word meaning ticket. It later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court. Now, Charles I and II of England copied the rule of etiquette from French courts. Now, when that happened, these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. And I also like to make sure I stress the actual pronunciation of the word, because many times people pronounce etiquette, etiquette. And that's simply because the Q normally does make a qu sound. But a way to remember the proper pronunciation of this particular word is, as we said, in the origin, the word came from an old French word meaning ticket. And once you pronounce etiquette slowly, you actually hear yourself say ticket. Etiquette. So the Q actually does, in this case, make the sound of the K. Etiquette. So no one else should pronounce the word etiquette incorrectly anymore. How about that? And as I said as well, etiquette is just simply a fancy, fancy word for manners. Now, today's show will be somewhat of an open forum, and we'll discuss some of your etiquette pet peeves. Now, last week we had several callers that did not have an opportunity to call in, so that's why we're actually doing a pet peeve part two today. And, of course, what this will involve is just what really gets on your nerves when it comes to inappropriate behavior. And this can be behavior you've observed while shopping, at work, at school, are just, you know, wherever the case may be. And of course, this segment will give you an opportunity to sound off and get those pet peeves off your chest just in time to begin a fresh week. So let's go ahead and begin talking about some of these pet peeves that get on our nerves. We're going to go to our first caller. Caller, can you hear me? Hello? Oh, caller, can you hear me? Looks like we're having technical difficulties, unfortunately. And we will see if we can up our next Paula, can you hear me? Oh. If it seems like we are having technical difficulties, I apologize, but hold on just one moment and this will rectify. Please stand by. Please can stand by. Okay, one moment. Do apologize for technical difficulty. Okay, colors. Unfortunately, I cannot hear. If you would just disconnect and call back. Rectify our technical difficulties, please. And caller, if you do get to wait about a minute and if try to call back in, you are disconnected. You can hear me. Stand by. If you were disconnected, I ask you to try to call. And we certainly apologize for the technical difficulties that we are having this evening.
Hello.
Hello, Paul. Can you hear me?
I can.
Well, hi. How are you? Welcome to Women's Etiquette Anyway. If you would, just...
Hello?
Hello?
Yes,
hi.
Hi.
Lithonia, Georgia.
Okay, can you hear me okay?
Donna?
Yes.
This is Vera from Philadelphia.
Hi, Vera. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm fine.
I'm glad you were able to get through. We've been experiencing some technical difficulties, but I'm just so glad to have you on.
Well, it's good to talk with you.
It is. You're absolutely
right. Yes. Wonderful. How's the weather there in Philadelphia?
It's pleasant today. We've been expecting some rain this evening, but it hasn't come, but it's been a pleasant day.
Wonderful, wonderful. Tell us all about your pet peeves. We're going to get a chance to sound off this evening.
Well, it doesn't have anything to do with behavior, but it does have a little bit to do with grammar.
Mm-hmm,
I have
okay.
a real problem with, you know, we have, you have is contractual when you use you've, I've, and people will always put got behind that. I've got. That's redundant to me. It means I have got, and that's poor grammar.
Yeah.
And it really bothers me, and I hear it on television all the time. And my feeling is, how does a child have a break when they hear poor grammar on the television? Because children listen to television all the time.
That's right. That's right. That's very observant. It sounds like it probably, what it does to you is kind of drives you up the wall, similar to, you know, back in the older days. Now, some of the young listeners may not be familiar, but we did have blackboards or chalkboards. You know, you take your nails and just kind of go up the chalkboard, kind of like, ew. So that sounds
right.
like probably what it does to you.
It does. It does. I want to call every radio station that I hear it on.
Well, I am so glad you got that off your chest, and I'm going to say to everybody out there, if you all say that, please don't say that in front of Miss Vera.
Please don't.
Because you know that's going to drive her.
Drive me mad. That's right.
Drive her mad. That's right. Yes. Yes.
Well, it's not. It's been so good to hear you on the air.
Well, it's just great. I'm so excited that you called in. Thank you so much. And please do call in again. Our show will be on every Sunday at 7:30, from 7:30 to 8.
Okay.
And
by the way, I do have both of your books.
Oh, wonderful.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Great. Well, thank you again. And you stay nice and warm and snuggly up there in Philadelphia. And please call us back again soon.
I will. God bless you.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to go to our next caller. Let's see. Okay, caller, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Well, hi. Hello, how are you?
I am doing great. How about you?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm doing wonderful. So glad you called in. Can you tell everyone who you are and where you're calling
from? My name
is
Denise. Actually, I called one of your other shows, and there was one thing I forgot to talk about, and it has to do with manners, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe it's upbringing or the lack of.
Mm-hmm.
But when I go out on a date with the gentleman and we are eating at the table, I think when you chew, you should chew silently. And if there is smacking, that is so annoying.
It really is annoying. And I usually tell people that eating really should be a quiet experience. And generally, if you can hear, especially if you're having conversations, if you're chewing louder than what you're actually talking, there's a problem. There is certainly.
Well, I think so too, but more so when they're not talking and you can hear them chewing. That is just absolutely annoying to me. And I actually want to know how to talk to that person and perhaps let them know so that they are aware of how it sounds and, of course, so that they may be able to correct that in the future.
Sure, sure. And like you're saying, yes, some people just may not really realize or be conscious of what they're doing. That is correct. But I would just, you know, just kind of tell him in private that, you know, you may not realize it, but you're kind of smacking a little loud. And, you know, I'm pretty sure the food is really delicious, and that's great. But, you know, I think, can you chew a little more quietly? Can it be a little more, you know, quiet experience? So, and generally, you know, when you are, you know, talking to somebody, of course you want to be positive, and a lot of times, more often than not, it's not necessarily what you say, of course, but it is how you say it.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's better to do that, even if you're going to consider going out with him again, because some people would be such a turnoff. You know, it's like we
absolutely.
Don't even
absolutely
say anything because it's not an issue because we are not going back out. But but oftentimes, you know, sometimes people don't realize, you know, that they may be chewing. And, of course, then, too, there are also some different types of foods as well that may be, you know, a little more noisy than others, you know, crunchy food. But, of course, it's obvious, you know, if you're eating the same thing and you don't hear any feedback coming from you when you eat,
mm-hmm.
then more than likely, it's them, and they do need to kind of, you know, make it more of a little quieter experience.
Well,
that's
thank you so much for that.
That's a great
perhaps
comment.
I should buy them or let them read my book that I bought. I did buy actually both books, the one for the adults per se and the children's book. And by the way, I've enjoyed both of those. Gave one, the children's book, to my great nephew. And he is just a little bit of a pill, but he listens, and I think that the book will help him as he grows up.
Oh, wonderful. Great. Thank you for that. And yes, they really do make great gifts. And, you know, and I've had several people tell me that, you know, when they didn't really quite know how to tell somebody something, that they would just kind of give them a book as a gift,
mm-hmm.
and just say, oh, I think you're going to enjoy this or something like that. And so that's a great idea. Denise, let me see. I'm going to pull another caller on. Would you care to stay with us for a minute?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I do have another caller. Let me bring this next caller on. Hello, caller. Can you hear me? Hello? Hello, caller?
Miss Riley?
Yes. Hi.
Hi.
How are you this evening?
I'm fine, thank you.
Wonderful. Could you tell everyone who you are and where you're calling from?
Yes, this is Tom, a teacher in Atlanta, Georgia.
Hi, Tom. Welcome.
Thank you. It's a pleasure. I think your program and your books are excellent. I have an unusual behavioral issue, inappropriate behavior, because I'm a teacher in schools for over 30 years, and I'm concerned about the student behavior and the lack of caring by adults about student restrooms, the bathrooms where kids go and they don't flush and they throw paper on the floor, and there just seems to be nothing but inappropriate behavior.
Yes, let's talk about that, because that's major in pretty much every school I've been in, and I visited several different schools over the years. Let's talk about that. What do you think we need to do about that, or what can be done about that?
Well, it's hard to figure out how you can get any improvement unless you get more good kids to think that they've got a responsibility. And so I think one of the things that we could do, instead of trying to spend all our time on the 2 to 10% of the kids who are messing up the bathrooms, we ought to spend time on a lot of the kids who don't even use the bathroom, and see if we can teach in health classes or have some creative materials, teach etiquette. I mean, etiquette certainly should include restroom behavior.
Yes, absolutely. You are absolutely correct. And I'm just not sure how many parents really realize that, you know, oftentimes their children are not really using the bathroom at school, just simply because most of them are just absolutely despicable.
Yeah, I read somewhere that 4 out of every 10, 40% of the middle and high school kids in public schools avoid the use of the restrooms. That's amazing. That's almost 1 out of 2.
And that's really sad. That's very sad. I can remember my son Jared, when he was smaller especially, he would come home and, you know, he would barely speak trying to hurry up and get to the bathroom. And the reason for that is because he hadn't gone all day. And that's not good.
We've got football, basketball, track players, and baseball players in both sports. I mean, both genders holding it in during practice, I'll bet.
Yeah, and that's ridiculous. I mean, how can you be, you know, your best or be effective or even learn when you're not even, you know, given the opportunity to really be able to eliminate, or you don't feel that you have the opportunity because the facilities are just not up to par?
You know, one of the things that would be practical, just to not spend a lot of time on this, but PTAs and school councils and other parent groups, many of them have building and grounds committees, but very few of them have subcommittees on the bathrooms. And they could set up a subcommittee, and they could make sure the health teacher, they could maybe get some of the art teachers to have the students do some nice posters. Instead of just buying some commercial poster, get the art and the health and the kids to come up with their own themes. Most kids are pretty creative about that, and have some of them deal with the etiquette in the restroom.
Absolutely. That's a great idea. Tom, tell us the name of your company.
Well, I don't have a company. I'm an educator. I do have a concern, and I've been working with something called Project Clean to try and help in this area, and I've spent some time. But I'm an educator who offers a service, and I'll be in two schools tomorrow, and I know that they're not going to be real nice in the metro area. So it's called Project Clean, and there is a webpage, project-clean.com.
Yes, and just kind of give them an idea when they go to visit your website. Give them an idea of some of the things that they may see when they visit.
Well, there's something called a publication list. They can see checklists there. They can see resource guides, booklets. We've even now got a wonderful, wonderful poster, script, and DVD about 20 kids who did the only skit in America ever on public school restrooms called True Dat. And there are a lot of materials on the webpage. It's all free. It's all PDF format. So if any of it's useful.
It sounds great. If you would, Tom, if you have a second, tell us, just give us a quick overview of the True Dat DVD so they can have an idea of what that includes.
Well, there is basically a group of youngsters in a middle school down in Clayton County, Georgia, decided to emphasize an issue. The first scene was about boys urinating inappropriately. The second was about girls writing bad graffiti, and then they hosted a lot of other discussion issues. And this is a DVD that talks about how they actually created this skit, and it has a great rap song, and it has a good students' voices about the issue. I guess my feeling about etiquette is that if the kids don't have it and the adults teach it, I think the kids will share it, but they've got to be taught, and I think that adults and parents and church people and others have to realize that, you know, 4 out of 10 kids holding it in all day, that's pretty bad health. There's no wellness involved. So that's what the DVD is about, how kids can help themselves.
That is great. And what comes to mind for me is when you're talking about, you know, the failure ratio, to my knowledge, no one has ever associated that with eliminating, and maybe that's something that really needs to be looked at.
You know, imagine just if you're sitting in a class trying to study American history or algebra, and you're squirming, and then you're a discipline problem, and then you're holding it in, and then you're not concentrating on a quiz or a test. It all connects. You can't be in school without being well or healthy, and this certainly is an inappropriate behavior, inappropriate etiquette. So I liked your show. I listened to the other 3 or 4 ladies, and it's really, I mean, the etiquette is a ticket to well-being, and I think you're doing a good job.
Well, thank you so much, Tom, for calling in, and if you would remind everyone, because I would love for everyone to take a look at that website, because this is a major concern, and it does fall under what is called bathroom etiquette. And if you would just go ahead and give that website again, that would be great.
Well, it's of course, project-clean.com.
Great. Thank you so much. And I think Denise, are you still on with us?
Yes, I am. And Tom, I was so surprised at the actual subject you're speaking of, but I am a former teacher myself, and I remember those days when the students used to squirm, and I could not remember. I didn't know to even think about them not using the restroom. So I think this is absolutely a wonderful thing. I've been in some of the restrooms. They're not always clean. And for teachers out there who are listening, this is something else that you can look at in terms of your students if they're not still and quiet and calm while they are actually in your classroom. So thank you. I appreciate the project that you're working on.
Thank you.
And I want to say thank you as well. And please do, give us a call back and just kind of keep us updated, because I certainly would like to be able to keep everyone else updated on what this project is doing. And this is major. It is absolutely major. And once again, it's another angle of looking at, some of the behavior in the classroom, as well as, perhaps some of the actual the grades and the learning curve. So,
well, thanks for your chapter on restroom etiquette, Donna. Good night.
Good night. Thank you for calling.
Good night, Tom.
Good night, ma'am.
Good night. Bye-bye. And yes, indeed, that was quite interesting. And this is a major concern. And certainly if your teachers out there are parents and you want to talk to your, children, just kind of do a little poll and ask them, if they're able to use the restroom. And that's just quite interesting. I just thank you all for calling. I thank you for listening this evening. I do apologize for the technical difficulties that we had a little earlier. And I want to remind you again that you have been listening to What is Etiquette Anyway? And not only is the name of the show, not only is the name of the book series, but, of course, we said etiquette is simply a set of manners, a fancy word for manners. Wanted to give you our contact information again. The website is www.pagesetiquette.com. That's Page with an I, etiquette with a Q, PAIGESETIQUE. Our contact phone number is 404-299-7509, 404-299-7509. Hope you all have the opportunity to get some of those pet peeves off your chest, to be able to go in and start a wonderful, fresh new week. And, of course, I always like to make sure that I encourage everyone out there to just, it's so nice to be nice. So just really be nice. And I always like to say, in closing, to make sure that you feel good about yourself, be considerate of others, and be the best you can be. And only if you feel good about yourself will you be considerate of others. And only when you're being considerate of others will allow you the opportunity to be the best that you can be. Again, this has been What is Etiquette Anyway? And I do hope that you will join us for our next show, which will air on next Sunday evening at the same time from 7:30 until 8 o'clock p.m. I thank you for joining us once again. Have a wonderful and blessed week. And make sure that you remember, what is etiquette anyway? Good night.
Blog Talk Radio.